Thank you for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Kevin Tata.
And welcome back. We are episode 95, Manufacturing Uncut, the full recap episode, May.
How exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, what did you just say to me that I needed to do in this podcast?
Well, what did I say? I said, like, bring me to water and I'll try to drink it or something like that. Yeah. Like, you can't lead a horse to water. No, you can't.
You can.
Oh my God, I am botching that. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So exactly. I said, in terms of this podcast, Haley, you're going to have to lead me to the water and I'll do my best to drink.
Yeah, which I'm pretty sure you have no problem doing is drinking. However...
For sure.
What I find funny is that we're going to talk about the manufacturing, your future event, which was navigating advanced technologies.
In the workforce.
Is that
navigating advanced technologies in the workforce?
Thank you. See, so right there just proves the point that you obviously are more in tune with this still than I am, or I just don't have the space anymore because I've got so much other junk in here that I've already shuffled it out. So
that might be it.
Yeah. And you were very involved, a big part of what happened with the event. But before we jump into it, as usual, we do the jokes. So are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So why did the CEO make everyone at the manufacturing plant go on a diet?
It's to be lean, Haley. Is that what it is?
Yes, she wanted a lean facility. Very good, Kevin.
I knew it had to have been something with lean, you know, but I couldn't figure it out. But yeah. That's great. That's a good one.
I almost went with, so today I was asked about my job manufacturing nuts and bolts, and I told Kevin it was quite riveting.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Those are good ones.
Yeah, I know. Pretty good.
Left me with a little cringe, as every dad joke is supposed to do. So you were successful, I suppose.
There you go. Yep. Lean facility. Just remember that. So we did do our event in May, and this podcast, we're really going to talk about that and discuss it because it was big and it was successful. And we have had a lot of great responses regarding the event. Mm-hmm. And there were some people, maybe they didn't get the opportunity to attend. For us, we just kind of want to recap the day. And I'm going to do this with you, Kevin. So what was your favorite part of the day?
Wow. There's a lot of good things to choose from. And there's also a couple ridiculous things that I could choose from as well. I think Jane Arnold, our keynote speaker, did a fantastic job putting mm-hmm. forth the information, putting forth valuable information for the manufacturers and whoever was in attendance to leave with. She did a great job. Mike Tomasi being there as the Jack Healey winner, that was great. That little speech was fantastic as well. There was a robot dog there who was walking around.
Are we crossing into the ridiculous now, or?
I don't know. You can make that decision as you hear what I'm talking about. The food was great. Food always great.
Always go to
Breakfast
Polar Park.
and lunch. We had some phenomenal breakout sessions that unfortunately I wasn't able to attend because I was just roaming around, making sure everything was going flawlessly. But from our evaluations, people absolutely loved the breakout sessions and they thought it was full with some valuable information. I think those are just a handful of some of my favorite parts of the day. What yourself?
I think for me, my favorite part of the day is, I think it's probably the same answer every year, is like, I hate to say when it's over, but when I say that, I mean that in the most positive way possible, and that we as an organization and as a team, it really brings us together for the day. And that so I guess it's the before, the during, and the after, and how it pulls us together as a team. And it crosses into all the departments. We had project managers that came at 6 a.m. to help us set up and then had to leave because they had to go do a delivery. And then we had, different our business development advisors helping us do setup and then going into the breakout rooms and running the breakout rooms. Our administration team and our leadership team, everybody really pulls up their bootstraps that day. And it's not just that day, it also leads into it as well. Even somebody that's new, like Christina, just jumping in, and just, you never would have known that she had only been with the company for 2 months the day that we got there, because she just found a way to incorporate herself. And that to me is the most exciting part of it. I love that we are able to pull messaging together. Because we do feel it is our responsibility as a manufacturing extension partnership to get that information out to the manufacturers. And it's awesome. But what I really enjoy and I really appreciate the most is the group of people that we get to do it with. And I think for me, that's the most enjoyment. And as I walk back to the car when I'm dragging, because we were up at like 4 a.m. that morning. And we had been working tirelessly for months on end prior to that, which we started in October before the May. It's just pure fulfillment as I'm leaving the day and being like, this was great. And we really did a successful job. And to see us all pull together, that's the way to do it. So that's for me.
Yeah, definitely. It's that collaboration that really sticks with you. And I feel like all the people that attended saw that collaboration from SMEP, and that was fantastic. But like it wasn't only that day, you know? The collaboration, it began in February when we first started to promote this event, and it went all the way till the day of and the day before. I mean, you think about how many hands on deck we had at MassMEP headquarters the day before. It's like doing so much. I mean, I felt like I didn't do anything the day before, honestly. I
Don't
felt
listen.
everybody.
Hey, we got to retract that. Cut that out. We get edit that.
That's
Cannot let people hear that, because
true,
then
but
everybody's going to be like, well, what do they do in there?
I. It's true, but I mean, it's not the fact that I didn't have anything to do. It was just like we had so many hands that helped out in that collaboration aspect, and so many people that sent us emails saying, "Where do you need me? What do you need me to do? Where can I help?" And it's just like that want to help, that want to be included in this incredible event. And it just goes to show you what our team is like and what kind of people we have as our team. It's
Yeah.
great.
And I think that's very true in outward facing as well, Kevin, when you say, because they do, and you said it perfectly, by they're wanting to help. And that's what we do every day for everybody else. And so for them to turn that in for us and to be able to do it, I think it shows too, like when you get to the end of it and you have that day where we can kind of say, okay, we've done this and now it hands off. It does just show how lean our processes are and how we are able to practice what we preach in what we do every day and then come full circle and say, okay, now we've done our part. This comes to you. You do your part. And then the day does run. How did seamlessly? Is that what you said?
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does. But, and it, because it does go back to October of 23 and moving forward. So obviously now, guess what we're doing? We're working on 2025 because we already started. But you make a good point too, where you say like, it starts early. It isn't just that day or that week or whatever. And then it goes after that too, because then we sit down, we meet with all of these people. We talk about what is the importance, what are the feedback? We ask for the evaluations from everybody that attended. And if you are listening to this and you still haven't completed the evaluation, please reach out to us through the contact us form, or you've received a news line from us recently, potentially the e-blast as well. A thank you for attending the event that had the link in there. So those are important to us. We do value them. We're actually, what's funny is we're currently in the process of being able to work through a presentation that we're doing for our company update meeting on Monday. And one of the important pieces that we think is our responsibility and what we do for this event is letting people know we listen, because we want to make these changes and adjustments. So we don't ask just to ask, because if we did, that's why a lot of people don't ask just to ask, because that's why there's not suggestion boxes that live anymore in the world. You know, we're the opposite. But it's because of the services that we provide and what we do as a service and as an extension manufacturing extension partnership. We need to have continuous improvement to make sure that we're hitting that mark every single time. So, yeah. So I think it's good. I think, we're in the prep process for 2025, but let's kind of break down the day. Obviously we had our morning networking. You said the breakfast was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was delicious. We did some sandwiches. We had a little continental. We had tea and coffee. Networking. How about the vendor tables? Like the buzz from them.
It was good. I feel like I didn't have as much time to go and check out all the vendor tables, but I mean, I was in contact with them prior to the event and I knew exactly what they stood for, what they were bringing to the event. And I think that we got a good amount of buzz from just them. I feel like we had the two value added items in there. A big one was the breakout rooms to have that informational discussion between, I mean, each breakout room was different, so each person left with something different than the other. And then it was the sponsor tables, just the experience that was out in that main floor. They were fantastic. They were great. The amount of information that you could leave with just them as well. I mean, the amount of information that you got from the breakout session was one thing, but then I feel like not everybody was as aware as the amount of information that they were going to get from the sponsor tables as well. So I think that was a nice surprise for people attending the event.
Yeah, it's a good little touch that gets added on top of it. It's funny. So Kevin, this is what it's like in a wedding. So when you're a bride, you don't really get to see everything because you've worked so hard to get it to this point. And then you go and attend and you just focus on the small things. So there's a lot of things you kind of miss. And for me, I didn't realize how busy and how what the vendors or the sponsors were doing at their tables until I saw the pictures. And then when I saw the pictures, I was like, wow, they were busy. Yeah. They had a lot of people that they were talking to and communicating. So I think for the sponsors, it was a great mix. There was a great mix of who the vendors were and what content they brought. And some of our sponsors were even facilitators as well. So you're right. So they were able to then pull the information from the breakout rooms and then still be able to go and network. And I think this year we expanded the networking session, which was nice too. So you were able to spend more time with those sponsors. What's great for us is we're already starting to look for the sponsors for 2025. And so our sponsors will be reaching out to those sponsors. And we also, we're always looking for new sponsors as well to get involved and be a part of the event. Because it really was, you're right, it was a big piece of that event itself overall. And it did allow them another layer when it came to what they wanted to take out of it. So yeah, I think that was very good. And the sponsors were great. Some of them had pretty fantastic giveaways. I may have been going around the tables and taking some things myself. Just FYI, might have some cool pens, some stickers. I think some people got some pretty decent lunch bags. I saw the foam cones. I have a great cup that looks like a garbage can. Maybe it's not a garbage can. Maybe it's meant to be a steel drum. Maybe that's what it's meant to be from Safety Trainers. So, yeah.
I missed that one.
Oh, you didn't get it? Oh, it's a great one. Yeah,
That
it's
one.
great.
I also missed out on Synergex, like you just mentioned, their Carhartt lunch boxes.
Best
They're
swag.
just giving them away. They were
Best
just
swag.
giving them away. That was
Hands
insane.
down. Yeah, hands
I
down.
was too. They also had the golf balls, the packaged golf balls on their
Right.
table as well. I immediately saw those and went straight to them. I completely disregarded the Carhartt lunchbox, and I'm very mad at myself for that.
So here's what I think, here's what we need to do. You know how, like, when they do celebrities show up for the red carpet and they pick best dressed, like things like that. We're going to start doing that for the sponsors. And hands down, best swag award goes to Synagex, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, best swag award.
I'm trying to think of other items that people were giving away. I know I took someone was doing 3D printed those
Those things were fantastic.
the blocks. I don't even know how to
I don't
describe
even
it
know
for
if you
our
were
listeners.
supposed to take those. I'm going to be honest.
I might have just incriminated myself, but I needed it. I needed it. I saw it just
It
happen. I think it was InkFit. Yeah,
InkFit.
you're right. So
Mental
anybody from
note,
InkFit.
InkFit. Contact us, Kevin Tata, Tata. No.
Stole.
Right. So, no, you, yeah. So we'll give them hands down. They had the best swag.
I know.
I think the table that enjoyed themselves the most was let me just get the names correct. So when I look at this and say, I think it was Tech Ed with the robot dog.
Oh,
So
yeah.
they win the award for enjoying themselves the most.
True.
Mr. Rick Brooks in control of the dog and having a blast with it. Some people he was scaring with it because they just couldn't wrap their mind around it at all. And then there was others that thought it was really cool. But he was trying to do all kinds of tricks with it and just show what it is capable of doing. So
I
yeah,
loved it.
I'm gonna give them the most enjoyment that they had at their table
There you
would
go.
probably would go to Tech Ed.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, so our sponsors that we had Spyro. AI, Tech Ed was there, R&D, Mac Prototype, Safety Trainers, Basque Engineering, Minitab was there, Synagex, Boston Engineering, Sesame was there, also ThinkIQ, AIM, and Vineyard Offshore. So they were all there and they were great sponsors, and we're very thankful that they did sponsor us. And so if you didn't get an award this year, it will really be official next year when we'll do the award show. We'll do the post, the recap. We'll just do it as an award show next year, kind of like on the red carpet, and we'll evaluate.
I
Yeah.
like that.
Okay. All right. We'll
I
do
like
it
that.
that way. So then we did have our keynote speaker. You said about Jane. What I think the great response that we got from Jane was the information received back from her content was very enlightening, and it was very relevant that they could connect to. It wasn't something that was over their heads. And they're also their connection with her because of where she had been in their shoes and was able to make that give them a different perspective and understanding. But what I really enjoyed with Jane was her report out and her stating, she had an aha moment. Right. So somebody who was in the industry for a career and then says, I'm going to retire, and then says, no, I still got a lot to offer, and kind of goes back into it, which is what Jane did, still can learn something and have an aha moment because of the breakout session. So I thought that was really cool with her. It made her very relatable.
Right.
That vulnerability she kind of put out there to show, hey, you can still learn things and under get just see things a lot differently. And so I really thought that was great with Jane. And I it's cool. It's really cool to have this connection with her and to get to spend some time, get to know her a little bit. And she's off and running and out doing more keynote events. So if anybody is interested in getting connected to Jane, feel free to contact us and we'll put you in connection with her. She's a great person and is a wonderful resource. So, or if you're looking to have her as a keynote, we would recommend her. So yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. And I mean, talking about the speeches, I thought an underrated moment was Ellen Ellsworth's fantastic, I don't know what you would call it, a speech. Is that the correct way to, I don't,
Yeah.
she just gave a background on who we were as Mass MEP and what we were all about. And I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I took a video of it on my phone, I believe. I believe I have that on my phone. I think you do as well. You took a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, she did a fantastic job on just describing exactly what we do and how we have been in their shoes before and all those type of things. It was great.
Yeah. She's passionate about it, and she's passionate about the manufacturers and where they're going because she has been in their shoes and she has done it. And she has a lot of great ideas that this event allows her to kind of bring to the table and really put on paper and say, here is what we can do. And we always say it's a way then to also break it up into much smaller pieces that they could
Right.
digest.
Right.
And so I agree. It was really, I'm not sure we've ever quite seen that side of Ellen before.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool. She did a great job, and everybody really connected with her in that moment. So yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. So
Definitely.
she would get the award for unsung hero, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
Okay.
like that.
All right. Yeah. I love it.
Perfect. Yep.
Yes, this is great. All right, cool. So then we went into the breakout sessions. The breakout sessions, obviously, we had eight different rooms, and the sessions were done. We had a mix of smart manufacturing and workforce because of the title of the event, which was Manufacturing the Future, Navigating Advanced technology in the workforce.
That's
Right?
it.
I
Yeah,
got it. See?
you sounded confident.
It's only been 6 months, but I finally have it and it's over. So great.
And the
Now I have
event's
to
over.
learn a whole new, yes, a whole new theme for next year. But they were a mix, and the reviews or the evaluations, I could say reviews because technically they kind of are reviews, are all excellent. And everybody really appreciated it. We did small settings. We like that personal environment a little bit more, one-on-one opportunity. And everybody that walked away from those rooms, not everybody, but the majority of those that walked away from those rooms took some real value adds. And so they were very happy with them. And the facilitators seemed to feel a lot of the same way as well. And so it was great. There was three sessions, three rounds, and everybody had the opportunity to go into those rooms and learn more and pull away from it. So Kevin and I, again, we unfortunately were not able to sit in and listen to the rooms. I was fortunate that I was able to know what was going on in the rooms previously to that. And so I was very thankful. I think my takeaway from that was I was able to make some connections with some people that normally in my day-to-day probably wouldn't be able to. I got to know Adriana Vaccaro a little bit better. What an amazing person, human being, and what she does. Obviously Suzanne Trin and Freddie Lawrence, like from General Dynamics Mission Systems. Like, those are the kind of connections that I normally wouldn't have been able to make in what we do every day. So something like this was pretty cool. So those are my, that's what I took away that was really made an impact in me from the breakout sessions.
Yeah, I like that.
And then we did, well, we did skip over the Jack Healey Award. So that was actually before the breakout sessions. And I don't know if you had the opportunity. We should have interviewed Mike, and we didn't get the opportunity to do that. Maybe we will do that another time, kind of off the record with him. But he was very humbled and he was very appreciative of that award. And so for us, it was pretty awesome because he deserved it. It was something that Mike Tomasi is a true manufacturing champion. And Jack Healey was the same way. And his passion, again, it was for the manufacturers, especially Massachusetts, which is why we are the MEP we are today. So to be able to give that award to Mike, and for him, he brought his family, he brought his team, and there were colleagues in the room. And then to have State Representative Roy present him the award, it would just felt like a glove. It felt like a glove, and it was a great response. And it was really exciting to have him there. I think what was cool about Mike was then Mike also received the award, and then again, just shows who he is, right? Through the fiber of who he is as an individual, then stepped into a breakout session and ran a breakout session with a topic that he was extremely passionate about for the manufacturer. So always giving, always giving. So this was his turn to receive. And I think it was definitely well received, and it was well deserved. So that was awesome with the Jack Healey Award. So that's always a big one. We do it every year, and it's an annual part of who we are as an organization. So you can look for that again next year in 2025 too.
Totally.
And then we kind of wrapped up the day. Jane came in, did her report out, had a couple of questions, a little bit of Q&A, kind of giving her feedback and, like we said, her aha moment. And then that was it. And then Kathy did her wrap up, right? Kind of got us on our way and off we went, and we were out the door.
It was great, but by the time it started, it was then over, you know, like it felt like it was kind of so quick. Everything leading up to it, it's a little hectic around the Mass MEP headquarters when we're coming down to the stretch of like the date, but I don't know, it just ended so quick. I feel like we were very much in the moment. And then as soon as it started, it was over. Just a blink of an eye and it was done.
Yeah, it's just like Christmas Day.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, there was so much incredible information going around. It was easy to get lost in that information and let time fly, you know? I feel like a lot of the people who attended the breakout sessions, 45 minutes is a pretty long time, but I feel like to them, it was probably over in a snap of the finger, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah,
again.
great. That's how you want it to feel. You don't want it to feel like it's dragging on or that they're not getting anything out of it because there's so much information out there. There's so many people to meet at the event as well that could potentially help you grow your facility.
Yes,
You know?
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes when I'm in those situations, if I was attending, oftentimes when I'm getting that much information, I feel overwhelmed in some venues, but I think Mass MEP does a great job in like we always say, having it in like little bite-sized chunks so that you can really familiarize yourself with the information being given out and you can kind of see how this fits in your facility and you can ask those questions. How would they implement this into your facility? And they'll give you an honest answer. And there's plenty of opportunities to have those one-on-one conversations and be able to really dig deep into what your facility is about, how this implementation, whether it be smart manufacturing, and that could be to like the degree of like robots in there or like small implementations to like additive manufacturing, putting in fixtures just to like improve your, I don't know, speed and like just how you're doing things over there, whether it's workforce development or anything like that. We have plenty of people to speak to those initiatives. It's
No,
incredible.
I think it's good. I think it's good. I think always the most satisfactory part of doing it is when we get the evaluations back and we get things, you know, and the comments of, you know, quotes of like the material was intriguing, it was great information. You know, the actionable takeaways, a cohesive presentation, great story, you know, actionable items, it just positive. And to walk away with, you know, on average, you know, the rooms were considered good or excellent. Just, you know, examples used in the presentations, the specifics of them. And so what I think is fun for us is to see that what we did and the time we put into it and the work that we put forward and that the content we chose was the right information. And it's because of these evaluations and the feedback that we get that allows us to know that we're heading in the right direction. And what we do throughout the year, when the project managers are in with clients, or when we attend an event that is held by a partner, whether it's the business development advisors just engaging in a conversation at an innovation in libations, which was previously known as beers and gears. If it's something like that, that is where we get the intel from to then be able to come back and go, wait a second, we need to get our finger on this pulse. And what is the best way to do that? Manufacturing your future.
Flashback.
All right, so I'm at the registration table with our amazing registration team, Sarah O'Brien. First time on the
Hello.
podcast. Are you
First
excited?
time on the pod.
Are
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
you nervous? Why?
I don't know. I'm always nervous.
Oh. So how was registration this morning?
Good. Smooth. Not a lot of on-site registration.
Which is good
Which is
because
a good
that means
thing.
why?
Because that means they pre-registered.
Oh, yes.
And use codes.
And they.
But I think a good show of people, I
Yeah?
think.
I think
Yeah.
it was a great show, yeah.
Yeah. Lisa Boothelier is also with us.
Good morning, all.
Yes. Lisa is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here
So
I
Lisa,
is.
you think it was a good entrance?
I think it was a wonderful, smooth morning.
Oh, good. Good.
We have all our seasoned employees up here working registration.
Yeah. The seasoned veterans.
Yep.
I love it.
There's no
It's great.
problem anywhere.
Yep.
There's
Yeah.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about so you got some new devices this year, I saw.
Yes, we have all kinds of new toys.
Oh my gosh. And were you
Yes.
fortunate enough to get to use it?
Yes.
Don't make me sad. But yes, not as much as we wanted to, but
Right.
again, like you said,
Was
that's a good thing. That
useful.
means everybody pre-registered,
But we
which we love.
Yeah. So somebody did use it.
Yes.
Yes.
Somebody did use it.
Oh my gosh,
Yeah.
this is great. I love it. This is awesome.
So
Good.
yes.
So now we're just going to charge people just randomly as they walk by because we just want to try the machine out.
I think, yeah, we're just going to be like, let us test your credit card.
Oh, Don
We want to
says
make
no.
sure our machine works.
Yeah, the
No,
director of
no,
HR said
no.
no.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
Just kidding.
director of HR says no, not allowed. Okay.
All right. Here's
Okay.
Wild Ryan.
All right.
Okay.
Ryan
So,
King
Ryan,
Queen.
how was your line today at registration?
Not super busy, but it was handed out a few name tags.
Yeah, looks like you have a pretty good group missing from your sheets that you had there.
Indeed.
Yeah. So this is your is this your third event now with us?
Fourth.
Fourth.
So I did
Wow.
two of these now and two mashups.
Wow. Look how impressive. Yeah, how impressive is that? And you know what's very interesting? So most everybody else on this panel is very seasoned. You got thrown into it. Baptism by fire. We didn't even give you an opportunity to work your way into it. We just said selected.
Yeah, for the first mashup, I was just told, "Hey, Ryan, you're on the registration table."
And you did fine. You did so well, maybe to your unfortunateness, that we said he's so good at this, we're gonna have him back more. You should have messed up more, and we wouldn't have asked you to come back.
What if I messed up more than would have messed everyone else up? So.
Aw, see
Oh,
how
you're
good
such
he
a team
is? He is such a team
player.
player. Good. Well, good.
Ryan.
Good. So, yeah, so we're pretty much, I think registration's probably close to being over.
Yep.
Yeah. We got 5 minutes left in our first session. Yeah. So we're moving right along today. So
yes,
we're,
we
yeah,
are.
This is good. All right, cool. Well, thanks.
Good job,
yeah,
Haley.
Great job.
By sheer coincidence.
All right, so Ellen, we are here at Manufacturing Your Future. Please.
Navigating advanced technologies in the workforce.
Yeah, so what are you feeling about it?
I am so excited right now.
There, it's perfect.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you did a great job too on your presentation.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, that was very good. Very good.
Sighs of relief. Sighs
yeah,
of relief
good.
Afterwards.
Why are you excited? Like, what's happening that's causing you to be this excited?
Well, I think since last year, I really learned a little bit about where we were going and what this event was and what it could be. And since then, you know, I've gotten to know a lot of the folks that we have here today.
Yeah.
And, you know, both from a client and a sponsorship perspective. And so marrying the two and partnering people up together to
yeah.
get them to really meet each other and understand what's possible.
Yeah.
You know, I had a conversation with an individual who was like, oh, I don't know about 3D printed. And I handed him this part that I've been carrying around all day.
Which is cool.
And, you know, he's like, wait, what? This is 3D printed? And, like, there's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
At every company. And, you know, it's just about meeting people at the right time. When
in the
they're
right
ready
place.
For it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just excited. I introduced some people who had worked on the same technology before, and they're excited to start talking and move things forward. So it's just
cool. That's cool stuff. Yeah. You know what I think is cool is that last year, some of the people that were attending are sponsors
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show how hard, like, we really have leveled, like you said earlier, we level up every year.
Yeah.
So even for them to be like, wait, I want to join on this. So
yeah.
now we got it. We had 17 sponsors this year. And so we would love
and
to have
people
more.
Knocking at the door.
Yeah, we had to turn people away.
Yeah, there are people. Well,
yeah.
And I think the important thing, and I actually talked to one of our additive sponsors today. He was like, you know what I like about this is, and actually a couple people, it's not a trade show,
mm-hmm.
right? You walk into a trade show. My first trade show was IMTS.
Mm.
IMTS at 24 was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of people there, a lot of technology. You are nervous to ask questions because you're like, there's just a lot.
Yeah.
So this is just, and people are like there for the sell, right?
Yeah.
People traveled from all over, right? This is like, hey, here's some local folks that
yep.
we trust, that we like.
Yeah.
You know, get to know them, get to know what's out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, even our R&D Technologies who's here for additive was talking about, he's like, you know, I'm not here to sell, I'm here to educate, which is why I brought him, because last year when I talked to him at East Tech, he was just telling me information.
That's
he was
awesome.
Just sharing. And so it was like, you know, I want you to come.
Yeah.
I want you to come and speak to people.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. So we start planning tomorrow for next year.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. I've learned my lesson.
Nope. We're going to wait till Monday.
Okay.
I need a break tomorrow. You
right.
need a break tomorrow. You're going to be coming
Let's
off of this
so.
Tomorrow. You'll be like,
I'm going to be coming off
oh,
the high, and then
yes.
I'm going to have a headache tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah.
So we're going to, but we'll be back in a year's time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I know. We'll see everybody next year in the spring.
Eventually.
So we'll be back in 2025, and we're looking forward to it. So I'm assuming we'll just go from there. So now we got to put the rubber to the road, as they say, and move forward with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Get our strategy down for next year.
Yep. You got it. Yep. You got it. Time will be here, and we'll be ticking away at that in a couple of weeks, actually, is when we start working on it. So, yeah.
No doubt.
Well, Kevin, thank you for a great couple of months and everything you did and your help. And I can't thank our team enough for what they did and how we did it.
I mean, yeah. We were talking about unsung heroes. We were talking about most energy, most fun or whatever.
Oh, he was the most fun, most exciting. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. you got to give the MVP to Haley Steele and all of her efforts that went into Manufacturing Your Future. I mean, from the beginning of the very first time that you've done this to where it is now. I mean, just the, it's the implementation of all those ideas that come through at the end of each event that go towards the next event that keeps it escalating. So MVP to Haley Steele and the rest of the MassMEP team, because obviously they did a great job as well, but you were definitely the leader in that area. So
thank you very much. I appreciate that. And now everybody's like, did you just pay him $50 to say that? Nope, I didn't. However, his evaluation is coming up soon, so that might have something to do with it.
It
I'm
may have something to do
kidding.
with it, maybe.
No, he is just a genuinely kind person. So I appreciate that and I'm very thankful for it. But it is easy when you have a good group of people that you work with. And so for those that are out there that when they get to know us or they talk to us, this really is who we are. And it really is true. We really do work very well together. So it does make even with all of the stuff and the long days and the extra nights and whatever it may be, it is worth it at the end. So thank you. I appreciate that very much. So yeah. All right,
Absolutely.
cool. Well, I think that's it. I think that's about it for the wrap up. So we will be back next month with a new topic for the month of June. And we'll also be doing a recap at the end of the month, like we always do. I think what's exciting is we're going to be coming up on our 100th episode and in a couple of episodes. So we're getting geared up for that as well. So stay tuned for that. But other than that, we just want to thank everyone for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.